Here at Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, we've decided that what the world lacks today is what we would call perspective. So we've gone out and we've looked for the person that might be able to give us the perspective that we need to properly negotiate the issues of the world. And for that, we have hired Jacob's cousin, Tater. And he's here to tell us a little bit about it. So every show, we're going to start introducing with a minute of redneck time for Tater to give us the truth. So let's hit it, Tater.
Well, hey there, Steven. You do spell your name with the PH, right? Because, you know, that's kind of metrosexual. But anyway, this here is Tater. And Steven and Ashley have asked me to do a redneck minute. And I guess I'll be your host. And if you don't mind, I'd like to tell you what's on my mind today. So this week here, it's been a big week. Let me tell you, we sure are excited because, you know, we elected Mr. Donald J. Trump to be our 45th president. Man, we are happier than a tornado in a trailer park. Let me just tell you, we are happy on this end. We're celebrating drinking America beer. And for all you sophisticated folks, that's Budweiser. We enjoy our Budweiser. We've been celebrating all week long. And tonight, we actually had some election-themed dinners. We ate Mexican. More like Mexican't, because they can't be here no more. Because we built a wall. Yes, we built a wall. Go, Mr. Donald. So let me just tell y'all, for all y'all that are having a hissy fit over the Donald being the next president, I just want you to think of this. You know, we will eventually have a woman as a president. I mean, there's going to be a woman one day as president, and I'll probably see that in my lifetime. I just got to thank the good Lord that it won't be Hillary. I mean, we could do so much better than Hillary, can't we? I mean, damn. She's meaner than a snake in the grass. I mean, she is meaner than a wet panther, for God's sake. We could do better than her.
All right.
And I got to tell you, Hillary and Daisy Duke said, I don't know. But anyway, look, if you ain't got nothing going on tomorrow, swing by the house. You know, we'll be drinking beer and celebrating, redneck style. And, you know, that's Tater's take. So y'all have a good night. You hear?
And thank you, Tater. Welcome, everybody, to the Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 367 for November 10th, 2016. Hardcore Shallots. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that brings to you the latest and greatest in odd and crazy news from all over the planet with an improved look at the way the world works, thanks to Tater, who we are so happy to have as part of the crew. He'll be joining us weekly, hopefully if he's not too drunk or out hunting, because, you know, it is Thanksgiving and all, so we have to be thankful that we have him to give us the perspective we need. But I am your host, Steven, and I am joined, as always, by the amazing, the wonderful, the kitty-eared, Smashley.
Hi, I'm sick.
Hey, Smash is sick, which is an unfortunate thing, and I'm sure you are all sending your good vibes. Are you all sending good vibes? Yes?
No.
That's what I thought. Good vibes on the way. Ding, ding, ding. Smash.
My face hurts. I had to listen to 4 hours of that and banjo music.
What's it like having Tater sleep at your house anyway?
What's it like sleeping with Tater?
Oh, wait, hold on. Did you and Jacob break up, or is this a double team? I mean, that's awful.
I mean, it is his cousin, so.
That's awful. That's inappropriate.
I mean, we are under Trump's presidency. Anything goes.
I was trying to stay away from it. But I was unsure if I was going to be able to.
No.
Jacob opened it up with it, so it is what it is. But, I mean, for a little bit, why don't we just laugh and just enjoy what we have as white people, which is a safe place to exist in the world. It's wonderful. So
until you say something about the incoming government and you get thrown in jail or persecuted because we don't talk about the new dictator. they'll sue us.
If you ever, so what I, when you build a new computer, when you build a new computer, you do something called stress testing, where you can you can put a special piece of software on it that just runs the CPU at 100%, and the memory, it just chokes everything to see if it can just burn it in, make sure everything's good, right? It's a burn-in. It's been 240 years of America. We figure maybe now we need to just burn it in, make sure that the branches of government keep each other in check as intended, and if they fail, then we know something needs to be written in to make sure that, you know, we got to put a code course correction.
We're stress testing the system.
Yeah, we're like, but we're stress testing it with really friendly parts. We're just we're gonna stress test it with we're gonna go ahead and put friendly people in this branch and this branch and this branch. Just hope everything goes well.
And we'll just we'll checks and balances, but we're just gonna put all the weight on one side.
Right, right. We're gonna balance it. We're just gonna balance it with one particular group, and that should do the trick.
What they did, they balanced it.
Right.
But all on one side.
Yeah.
They're like, this pan is balanced. You know, there's nothing on the other pan, but this pan is nice and balanced while it's on the floor.
It's balanced. So, man, I mean, it's hard not to mention it a little bit. And I think the universe deserves the horseshoes and hand grenades perspective, despite our willingness to never talk about politics, which
we don't talk about politics.
We don't do. I mean, everybody who's ever been on this show knows that it's just not a subject we broach. I have to hand it to a relative of mine. I don't know if they want to be known, so I'm just not going to state them. But they're very classy. Very classy. And I mean this since I mean this sincerely. And this classy relative saying, "Well, it happened. We got what we got, and I wish the best for everybody." And I'm sitting there going, "What the crap? How do we end up in this situation?" But my classy relative says, "It is what it is. I didn't want it this way. You didn't want it this way. But man, I hope whatever happens is good." And I'm like, "That's classy. That's the way to go." And it's funny because most of the older folks I know of are reacting that way. The young
people,
they're
like, we've been around too long, yeah. So nothing's going to kill us.
Yeah, the young people are like, this is a travesty. Quick, march on the streets and change the world and petition this and that. And I think we need to take a step back and really learn from our parents at this point, because they've seen the Nixons. They've seen the Jimmy Carters. They've seen the Lyndon B. Johnsons. They know that there's bad stuff. And they're like, we've lived through it before, and we'll live through it again. But I think the thing you miss out on this time is George Wallace didn't win the presidency back in the 60s. George Wallace lost when he ran to keep segregation and stop black people from progressing. But I will
say, so your wife brought up a really good point, and she said, and it was actually a combination between her and Jacob. It was, the whole conversation started out that, you know, you've got politicians that have been politicians their entire life, and they're running for president. So everything they say is very meticulous, very calculated, very thought out. And then you've got a business owner that's been a mogul his entire life, and moneyed mogul his entire life, and he just says whatever he says at the top of his head because he's got enough money to get away with it. So I'm hoping that 99.9999999% of the crap that man has said was just verbal diarrhea, because that's what he's been used to his entire life, and maybe it's not gonna happen.
That's you know what, I think that's actually a pretty good hope. I think that's fair. I really do think that's fair, because I think that there is a large portion of America. So here's the thing. When I was watching it the other night, they said there's an unprecedented rural voter turnout.
I heard that.
And I'm not sure what that said. And it's hard to dance around it, because you want to say, like, I have a lot of rural family. Like, a lot of rural family. And I know what we talk about around the fire, what we talk about, what they talk about, what I hear around the fire. I also know these people are full of love and are wonderful, amazing people, but I know they've got very strong opinions on certain topics.
Yeah.
And if they all showed up and thought, like, I mean, I was telling somebody, I said, there's no, you've got a guy that got up there and said, we're going to get rid of all the brown people. Like, I mean, really, you got somebody that said, we're going to get rid of all the brown people. And unfortunately, that resonated with a lot of folks. And these are folks that have felt ignored because every time we talk about science, they get all upset because it doesn't make any sense to them. And this is fair.
There is, like, no such thing as climate change. The climate changes.
Well, it's facts. It's facts, right? People are fact resistant. And we think that this only happens in, like, Saudi Arabia and Iraq and stuff, where you've got the small town and the one village preacher, and then that's where terrorism comes from, right? It happens here. We've got a small town with the one village preacher, and that's where American terrorism comes from. And it's, I shouldn't say terrorism, but it, inciting fear to push an agenda is terrorism. Yeah. And it's scary. Like, you don't want somebody. So anyway, all these people showed up and said, hey man, I like the idea of not having brown people. And despite Trump's, if he believes what he actually says, right? If he actually, if he's like, you know what, I said all that stuff just to get people and get votes and get into office, that's one thing. But he gave the people a microphone and he made them feel comfortable being angry about it, right? And being able to say, I don't like brown people. And now that Trump's in president, he's like, I don't know, I got a government that also doesn't like brown people. So at this point, it doesn't really matter if he walks it back because he's already stirred the pot.
I didn't really, like, so I did not realize that there were that many. I mean, you know, racism exists. You see it a little bit here and there. Like, I feel like the area we live in is very, like, race resistant. I mean, it's on Wikipedia. We live in Little India, and then, like, Durham is predominantly black. So, I mean, I feel like there's not a lot of racism in the area because everybody's from different places. And so when you see people crawl out of their, you know, cockroach dwellings and vote because it's like a racist vote for them, you're like, oh my god, that was like half of the freaking over half of the United States was like, deport those Mexican bitches.
Oh yeah.
You're like, okay,
and we have one thing to say to them.
He's an asshole, sir.
Like, North Carolina went all Trump all the way. I about, like, except for the little bubble where we are was all blue, and I about, like, what, where are you people coming from, what is going on? Stop. It's not okay to be an asshole that to that degree.
I don't think anybody, and this has been beat to death, but nobody expected it, right? Nobody. And not even Trump expected it. Hillary didn't expect it.
My God, Steven, I was watching those ads, this freaking, okay, so this entire reason, I don't know if I'm blowing up my mic or
not. No, you're great.
The entire reason that Trump got to the president of the free world is because of the news media. And they're like, oh my god, Beckett, you know what would be like some really just fantastic ratings? Oh my god, what if we followed Trump and treated him like a real person and not the steaming pile of turd shit that he is? Oh my god, oh my god, put him on the television. And then these same assholes that sit there and did that are just sitting around, like, with these long faces going, oh my god, Trump's going to win. How in the dear Jesus seven hails did this happen? Guys, I'm appalled that America voted for this pile of shit. And I'm like, you did it! You motherfuckers did this! You did this to our country! What shit are you bitching about? Shut the hell up! This is your fault!
Oh, man.
I don't know if you heard any of that.
No, I heard all of it. It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Very angry.
Jay is bothered that we're talking about this because it's bad for ratings. That's fine.
He's
no,
not, he's 18. No. Of course he likes Trump.
Jay, you need to, no, it's fine. You need to understand that we're not, we're, I think it's awesome that people vote for who they believe in. I want people to vote for who they believe in. I'm not saying that you shouldn't vote for Trump if you think his economic policies are great, if you approve of his foreign policies, if you approve of all the stuff that he did or did not say, if you think you want things to be terrific and you don't get any substance, that's awesome. Like, you're fine. That is your absolute right. I am nervous about the racism issue that, despite if he's racist or not, I don't really care. He riled up a group of people that weren't necessarily as friendly as he is to other people, according to him. So that's what we're after. It's just, here's the thing. If you see people being mistreated because of their walk of life or the skin they were born in, just look out for them. Because if you voted for Trump, that's awesome. But we now all have a responsibility to make sure that those people know that that's still not okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing. That's the thing that we're after. You know, just make sure that you're looking out for people. Make sure that they know that there's a safe place to be, and that even if they voted for you voted for Trump because you like his economic stuff, that's awesome. Just know that there are people that voted for him for entirely different reasons that now feel very free to say things they shouldn't say. That's all I got.
My cousin Tater started all that. Yeah, we should yeah. We should move on.
We were going to talk about.
Oh, by the way, Var, happy belated birthday.
Oh yeah, we were going to do this. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. I hope you get lots of presents and laid too. It's gonna be an awesome day. That's all I wanted to say to that.
That was beautiful.
Yeah,
I need to send you a belated birthday card.
Yeah, Jay, you need a birthday card. You did good stuff, man. I love you. Somewhere.
Bart, PM me your address so I can birthday card you, like, late.
Hey, man, so this is a comedy show. Where we talking? Where are you talking about comedy? So you want to do a factoid of the week?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. This is... We go from politics to this.
I like since the word in question is bold, should I say it should I emphasize
it? Say it with emphasis.
A typical fart is composed of about 59% nitrogen, 21% hydrogen, 9% carbon dioxide, 7% methane, and 4% oxygen. Only about 1% of a fart contains hydrogen sulfide gas and mercaptans, which contain sulfur. And the sulfur is what makes farts stink.
I love how you're doing that.
Farts.
Can you imagine if your farts were like more than they are?
Sometimes they are. Sometimes your farts. Speaking of, I had some diarrhea yesterday. Good lord. My God.
What? RDP, while I was in the shower, all I heard was Ash yelling. I got scared and fell. Bottles fell on me and now my... Wait, and then Leo was... Why was Leo in the hospital? Steven had diarrhea. RDP fell in the shower. Leo was in the hospital. Melissa got hit by a freaking motorcycle.
Cats and dogs living together. What is going on? No, I had... Have you ever had that gas, you know, where you're like... There's like, you feel like a xenomorph is inside your body and trying to escape through your gut. Like, you're trying to just rip its way out of your belly. Like, I was rolling on the floor in significant pain. I was like, I think I've got to either fart, poop, die, something. Something's got to happen. So I went to the bathroom and I sat and I had that, you know, here I sit all broken hearted, had to poo, only farted. And I walked back out and said, I think I'm just not well, you know, and it was about time to bathe Sam and everything. I'm just not well. I am not good. And then I went back and it was Armageddon. But I feel better now.
Armageddon all.
It was Armageddon times 10. I just, you know, when you finally just unleash the dogs of war on the world and you're just like, this was bad. Stephanie says it's a clam chowder I ate the day before.
What? Where did you get clam chowder?
Out of the Lazy Susan, and it was in a jar.
Oh my God. Well, you ate like bacon soup out of the Lazy Susan?
Yeah, but it was a sealed jar. I mean, so it was like a can. It's y'all people say cans.
Yeah, what is it?
What the crap just happened? Where'd you go?
Me?
Yeah, where did you go? Oh, I got it. Sorry.
I'm there. I didn't. Like, Ashley was so white she disappeared.
Man, hey, I'm so glad we're able to do this show. This feels good. I miss you. And
I know.
I miss Jacob. Hey, I got another idea for Jacob to do a segment on the show.
Okay.
It's called Beer 30. At the 30-minute mark, Jacob comes on and tells us a beer we should drink. Or reviews a beer that other people should have.
Beer, I approve it. He's currently making a beer. There's a beer in our guest bathroom upstairs that's just like sitting in the bathtub, like making yeast babies.
Yeast eats sugar and farts alcohol.
Wait, what he said, pee alcohol and fart carbon dioxide.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome. Like, we use that to make drinks to get crunk.
Did you say get crunk?
Isn't that what the kids say?
I don't know. I'm still stuck on Leo being in the hospital.
Hey, like, was Leo in the hospital?
Why was everybody a big fish in the hospital?
I don't know what could have happened.
Did he have the xenomorph diarrhea too? Is that what happened?
Every time somebody says somebody's xenophobic, I go, dang, I'm scared of aliens too. I don't know what's... Because because xenomorph?
Yes. When my gallbladder was trying to rip itself out of my body, I honest to God thought that I had aliens in my chest, and I'm like, dear Jesus, please just let these bitches hatch. Like, I'm good. I lived a good life. I had lots of sex. I would like to die now.
that's the status.
I mean, not as much as freaking Tater notches on his bed.
Tater? What? How many does he have? How many did he do? Yeah, how many did Tater do?
How many ladies have you done in your lifetime?
Hey, let's just move on. World news. Fart at your own risk. A woman who went into a Tokyo hospital for surgery needed to be treated for burns after one of her farts apparently started a fire in the operating room. Nice. Who was holding the torch that close to her butthole for one thing?
Well, they were, okay, your cervix. So, okay, let me just tell you, having your cervix lasered, that would be like, sir, now I'm just going to hold this intensely hot laser near the tip of your penis, and I'm just gonna take a little off the top.
Oh,
now,
no.
I know that may sound alarming, but if you fart, you're also gonna catch on fire. So not only are we gonna laser your penis off, but your entire body's gonna be covered in burns, okay? Okay, that was that bitch's day.
So I didn't get to the part where she was having a laser on her cervix. You just kind of, spoiler alert.
Oh, wait, we'll just cut that part out. Nobody heard that.
Spoiler alert. So she was apparently having a laser used on her cervix, which doesn't sound exciting at all. Doctors believe the patient passed gas that was ignited by the laser. The resulting fire burned most of the patient's body, waist, and legs. This is terrible. This is an awful story. Who put this in here?
Well,
you're all in trouble.
Oh, fart. And then I was like, oh my God. Like, it was like Luke Skywalker, like, all up in there, and then just she turned into like Darth Vader. This is like the Star Wars saga, like, in her vagina.
The Star Wars saga is playing out inside a vagina near you. Laser swords and burned bodies.
You too can go be a woman. Nah.
May the force be with you. Something something colorectal surgeries. I perform a lot of colorectal and anal surgeries, and this has never happened. It would take more than the usual amount of methane in the colon to cause such a severe injury. Zaday, I guess is the doctor, said methane gases released during a fart could be ignited with heat sources such as laser and electrocoagulation are used in the vicinity. Oh, this somebody apparently thinks this isn't legit.
Yeah, they think like they screwed up and they're blaming it on the woman's farts. Like, she's burned all over her body and they're like, it was your fart.
You farted and it broke the laser. Caused this problems.
That's just like to add insult to injury.
Yeah, not only were you, who should be embarrassed also, because you farted in front of like six people.
and then caught yourself on fire. Like, you know, the doctors were like, trying to get her, like,
grab a blanket. Like, put her out, man. I don't know. I just wouldn't stay away. I mean, I just hope they keep me asleep. That's what they do in those burn units, man. They put you in a coma.
I mean, if I, this, I really feel bad for this chick.
This is
I
awful.
Mean, yeah. If she had a really shitty day.
This is a terrible story. Why is this in here? This is almost like dead people.
It said fart. She's fine.
That's fine. RSS feeds, fart, penis. I actually learned that the morning stream, when they're looking for weird news, that's if Scott Johnson says it's been a slow news day, he'll just go to Google News and type in penis just to see what comes up.
Oh my god, that's the best.
I was like,
that's what we need to start doing.
Basically our strategy. We're like, ooh, weeder, what's the story about? I don't know. It's just probably funny.
By the way, if you listen to Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, you might want to be wary for the next little bit, because like half of our audience has been in the hospital in the last month, so...
We used to get people laid. Now, well, I mean, to be fair, we've been kind of absent for the last little bit, so...
We're killing people off, but now with our new Thursday schedule and Tater...
With Tater and the schedule, we're so good to go now. Like, everybody can get laid on a weeknight.
We have a pie. Pie.
Many a time the pie.
That was the best voice. I love that voice so much.
I can only do it when I'm sick and I'm chewing on a Halls.
Wait, because I remember we tried to recreate that and you're just like, ah. I can't do it.
Yeah. There are many types of pie. There's blueberry pie. There's apple pie. And then there's other people like the various kinds of pie. This is the problem today. Thank you.
We've figured out
this is the issue. We need the numbers to go up. This is my favorite character ever.
That was so... Because we were both so sick. We were so sick. It was awful.
Oh, it's terrible. But it was good. Hey, if you haven't seen that video, you should see it, peoples.
It was funny. I was sick and I was trying to be sexy, so I'm just like... You too can get laid by the nurses at the Department of Nurse Lays.
That's fair enough. I wonder if I still have that video in a place where you can click it and watch it.
It's on YouTube. You have to click it before you stick it.
What? Wait, hold on. What? Who's clicking and sticking?
RDP's like, when Kitty gets home, I'm just going to say H&H is back in the bedroom.
Ah, here we go. The Lost Podcast. Y'all don't watch this now. Just save it for later.
Yes.
Boom. Oh, there's all kinds of... Man, there's episode after episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades in this sucker.
Yeah, we're pretty prolific with our stupidity.
Yeah, we are. You know what's upsetting, though? Darn H&H YouTube channel has a custom channel name, but stupid dude orcs can't have one yet because we're not valid or whatever.
I got kicked off of Facebook because my name isn't real. I'm like, my name's been realer than your name?
Yeah, Facebook. That's not a real name.
No, they're like, please send me your ID, your blood type, your social security number, and your bra size. And I'm like, suck my left toe.
Facebook's a pooper. Like, you should be able to be an anonymous human being. But since they're working with the government now, I guess they just need to be able to keep tabs on everybody and know who they are. So, hey, so this is, I'm supposed to hug you because K-Man can't find you on the internet anymore. And he said, hug Ashley because I don't know where she is.
Okay, man, if you're listening to this, I love you. I did find him on Instagram, so okay. I've been like he posts every cuddly cat picture ever, and I'm like, this is the best.
Yeah, he was all like, hey, hug Ashley for me, and if you guys need a room in Canada, you can come up here.
Yeah, we've got some Canadian friends. This is why I foster, what is the correct?
You foster your cultures. You culture your people.
Leo's been fostering his culture because he's like gone septic. Like, what the shit?
Good job,
Leo. Stop dying. Let's talk about Kit Kats. That's happy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm not a fan of Canada anyway. I'm a fan of like Canada. They're awesome. They have like snowboarding and stuff, and then
like 400 degree days the next. I mean, if you don't like wearing winter clothes all the time, and you sometimes want to wear shorts and then winter clothes the next day, Canada's the place for
Canada's
you.
Canada's legit.
Yeah.
I don't. I want to stay in my swampy North Carolina place. I like it here. It's nice. Let's do some small town news.
We've got to read some notes, and I can't find them.
I keep my notes in a tab.
This is the best thing that I have ever read, and I told Jacob that if I was in college and I knew this guy, like, and didn't know Jacob, and I was, like, college age, that I would molest the shit out of him. So...
You're free to do that now. It's fine.
Yeah, right. Hershey has come to the rescue of a college student who has had his Kit Kat bar brazenly stolen. They just
somebody
took
it?
Kit Kat bar. Brazenly took his Kit Kat bar, Steven.
I bet they ate it. I bet they ate it without even breaking it into pieces.
They probably just, like, wolfed it out. Kansas State University student Hunter Jobbins, which is just the best name ever, like, Hunter Jobbins, tells people his car, he left his car unlocked with a Kit Kat in the cup holder last month before running into his dorm building. When he came back, the candy bar had been replaced with a note. So, not only did he come back to see his Kit Kat stolen, but there was a note. The thief wrote, quote, "I love Kit Kats, so I checked your door and it was unlocked. Did not take anything other than the Kit Kat. I'm sorry and hungry."
You are not excused.
If my Kit Kat was going to be stolen, that's, like, the funniest note ever. So he took a picture of this and put it over Twitter. It went completely viral. So Hershey recently found it and sent him 6,500 Kit Kats. 6,000. Wow. 500 Kit Kats. He stuffed the bars into his car and drove around campus and was handing them out this week.
That's amazing.
I love this man.
I bet it's the fun size Kit Kat bars, though, right? They didn't send him.
They were legit Kit Kat bars. There's a picture of him in his car. It's phenomenal. He's just, like, piled high with Kit Kats. He's like the Kit Kat guy. I'm like, that man instantly became the most popular kid on campus because someone said, I'm sorry and I'm hungry.
That is amazing. I want to open up the internet that I can use to show everyone this picture because it's beautiful. So for some reason Google doesn't work with this thing anymore.
Oh.
That's the problem.
Well, I mean, you can check the show notes. Yeah, they didn't send it to the thief, RDP. They sent it to the kid that had his Kit Kat stolen. Which is Hershey, high five. Like, that was legit. Look at that. Those are Ashley size freezer Kit Kats.
Yeah, those are real Kit Kats.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, good on Hershey, man. That's awesome.
I love that our face. I feel like you should just keep our faces there and, like, the news while we're reading it, like, up there. That's just the best.
You like that?
Yeah.
You think that's a thing we should do in the future?
Yeah.
I could scroll down to all the link bait, too, and we can click it and just see what happens.
Yeah, you could just see, like, what size nipple do men find the most attractive?
Yeah, like, banks hate them. Take on this trick. God.
Clickbait? I feel like anybody that types out a clickbait title needs to be kicked in the scrotum.
It's...
like, right in the scrotum.
Yeah. And Obama's hidden rebate bombshell. Whatever.
It's normally, like, a boob picture, too.
Yeah, there was one I saw. This is my favorite is the most recent one that says, "Do this every time you boot your computer." And it shows a picture of a dude doing Control-C with his fingers circled. Like, what, copy? Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Sense. So there's an entire site devoted to stopping clickbait. So they go through all the clickbait and try to distribute it with like the link and then the description underneath of it that says hashtag stop clickbait and then explain what it is.
That is awesome.
You don't have to, like, click through it. It just tells you what it is. And I'm like, I was on Facebook with them, but Facebook said, "Dying of." I love your concentration face while you try to, like, make me to a normal person size.
I can't figure out why you got small. Oh, you laid back, like, 4 feet. That's what happened.
Well, I'm like, what?
I was wondering, like, I was sitting there looking at you because I thought I screwed it up when I switched to that other thing. And I was like, what? What the crap?
Oh, man, that is, like, a significant difference.
Yeah, you're like, this is great radio.
I'm done. Like, look, I have Bar's address. You and I are going to send him a card. And Leo, if you'll send me an address, I'll send you a get better because you're septic card.
You know what I want to do? I want to play Diablo with Jacob.
I heard that that was maybe going to happen.
I want to play Diablo with Jacob. I miss Jacob.
It'd be awful to play it again. That's my gold.
No, it'll be fine. It'll just be a hetero love fest. It'll be wonderful. Oh, no, sir. You go ahead and take that gold. No, you go take that gold. I'm dying back here. Could I please get some assistance?
Assistance. I will be excited to watch you guys play. I'll probably be playing WoW, but...
I figured me and Jacob, he could drink a fancy beer, and I could drink the same beer I always drink, and we could talk about why his is better than mine.
You guys can have, I don't know, beer. I told Jacob, I was like, I drank Corona in college, and I drank Blue Moon in college, and then that was the extent of my beer drinking.
Yeah. Like, I didn't drink anything in college.
Like, that's because you were a good kid, and like, you didn't drink until you met Stephanie, and you're like, 16 years later, I'll have a beer.
Your dad was forcing dirty martinis down my throat. Yeah, be one of the family. Here, let's see what you say that might be incriminating.
Well, at least he didn't pull a loaded gun on you like he did Jacob.
No, loaded guns are not... No, he didn't do that. He's just like, here, drink this rubbing alcohol. Let's play poker.
Oh my god, that is true. I forgot about that. You're just like, I can't feel my legs. Not because they're septic, but because there's alcohol in them.
Me and your dad had a liquor tasting one time. He brought out every single liquor in the cabinet and sat it on the table, and we sat there and did shots for like an hour, and I was like, I'm gonna die. This is bad.
Oh, liquor tasting.
What are you trying to get me to say?
No, that's just, I mean, he would do that every once in a while. Like, if we had a little bit of, like, booze left in the cabinet, we'd just set all the little bits out and just, like, do shots till they were gone, and then we'd play poker, watch James Bond, and I'd, like, stumble upstairs and call people from Australia and talk to them for hours and rack up a massive bill.
Family time. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, I have Leo's address, too! I'm so excited!
Oh, that's the best! Let's get him some stuff.
Okay, so this is a belated birthday card. Leo gets a I hope your legs become unseptic card. Leo, do you have Melissa's address so I can send her I'm sorry you got hit by a motorcycle card? These are legit issues.
We could send stickers to all these wonderful people. I have
stickers. Yeah, you can put stickers on like your septic wiener.
We need to get more wiener stickers. We need to get more stickers for people's wieners, you know?
You said we need to get more wiener stickers.
I need to take like all that art we've gathered over the years and just have stickers made of it. Like the Dignity Bosom, which is still one of my favorite pictures ever.
I love that. Dignity, cling to your... I don't remember what that was about, but I remember it was funny.
And the dude who was driving tanks over cars in that town... Like, Eric made us that art. It was awesome. And Jacob could send a limerick. And then Tater could send some sort of NRA propaganda. It'll be awesome.
We hope you get better so you can fight in the People's Republic of the United States.
It's funny. Like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But the faces and the behavior of the two men who had to meet today said a lot. It said a lot.
Oh, I didn't even get to see that.
It said, holy crap, I won this thing. This is heavy. that's all I got out of it. I was like, where's the jovial crazy man? Nowhere to be found. Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Did he have an old shit face?
Yes. It was very tame. Very somber, but it's okay because there is a dude who's been doing these briefings for new presidents for a while, and he was like, everybody who walks in and starts to get these intelligence briefings that are really important immediately start losing a little bit of their fire because they're like, oh, good Lord, there's a lot I didn't know that I now know that I now have a responsibility for, and Lord help me.
After watching Person of Interest, I'm just like, I'm comfortable not knowing.
No, just put me in the ignorant corner and leave me be. Yeah, I just want to podcast and play video games.
Yes.
Let's just make that happen.
And buy underwear, because that's also fun.
I like buying underwear. It's good.
For you know when you people. Go out and you buy underwear and you're like really excited because you're like, okay, like I bought some new underwear. Today's a good day. And you take them home and you're like... looking at your pretty new underwear and you're like throwing them in the laundry to wash them so you can wear them soon. And then you realize that a couple of the underwears you got have like no butts.
Yeah, I've had that problem. They have little circles cut where the cheeks go. And you're just like...
Well, there's just... Yeah, it's like a lacy pattern. Like they took a dragonfly and like licked it and stuck it to the back of the like G-string. And you're like, oh, I must have missed that while I was... Because the front, it's like a mullet. They've got mullet underwear. Like,
business in the front party.
Business in the front and like screw me in the back.
Those panties have a purpose.
Yeah, I mean, Jacob was excited.
Most dudes like, are.
There's like, my jeans are going to, like, rub my ass in that. I told Stephanie, she's like, those are my favorite kind. She's like, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm like, well, Steven must be happy.
Those are fine. Stop it.
Look how red Steven's face is because I said sex. Okay,
you did not. That's not appropriate. Let's move on. Buttless chaps. Charity workers forced to shove cigs up a rear. I feel like you sat there and were like, how can I title this one? What am I going to do that's going to make this sound awesome? Young charity workers were forced to lick underwear, cross-dress, and take part in obscene cigarette rituals, according to lawyers suing the marketing giant APCO. That's APCO. Sounds like a faux industry from a movie. We have to take down APCO. True.
It's Australian, so maybe it's, like, a thing.
Yeah, it just sounds like, you know, like Evil Corp from Mr. Robot. APCO. The shocking
Mr. Robot?
is a good show. Why? It's a good show. Two dudes have sex halfway through it.
I have it on my Netflix thing.
Yeah, me and Steph watched it till it just got a little too ugly. Then we had to turn it off. Well, that happens with, like, every show now. Because everybody's like, you got to watch this show. And we're like, oh, cool, this show is great. And the porn. Okay, next show. Oh, this show is awesome. You got to watch this. And porn. Okay.
Anything that Netflix makes is basically... Freaking, what was it? One of the first ones that they did. And it was really cool. And, like, everybody shared memories.
Oh, that was the Wachowski brothers thing. Sense8.
Sense8. Yeah, I'm like, this is really... Why is there an orgy? Like, it was honest to God a 45-minute orgy. Like, the guys were going at it, the girls were going at it, the girls and the guys were going at it. And I'm just like, damn. Like, yeah. What does this have to do with jack shit?
I've been told, like, Game of Thrones, for instance, right? It's like, this show is kind of awesome. And there's constant balls and sex and wieners and boobs. And then you're just like... I try to tell somebody, I don't think I can watch it because it just feel like there's so much unnecessary sex. And then the person's defense was like, well, what they're doing is they're building a world in an environment so you can understand exactly what's going on in this place. I'm like, no, they're not. No. HBO just wants you to see boobs. They could insinuate.
It's just filler. Like, yeah. We don't have to have any content if we show 60 minutes of boobles.
And they were like, I said, well, it gets a little excessive when you have a scene that's set in a brothel. Two people are having a conversation and there's two chicks making out and moaning in the background.
You can allude to stuff and still set the scene. Like, some of the rapes in the book and stuff. Like, I get, but you don't need to show or rape. You can allude to it and people still get it.
Yeah, we get it. And you could also not have the people having sex with a lower audible moan in the background where you're having a conversation about politics. And you could just say, it's in a brothel and have women that are scantily clad and be like, okay, we assume it's in a brothel. That's all the information we need. But instead you're like, oh no, just have the topless woman walk through the doorway and then have the owner of the brothel just wipe her chin a little bit. So that we know that she was doing some inappropriate things with a man back there. Because that happened, and I was like...
You got a little in your hair, Susan.
I was like, that's... Come on. Like, you're not building a universe. You're being gross. You don't have to do that. But whatever, you know, it's HBO. They can do whatever they want. And then they're going to be the guys who are doing the they got the rights to J.K. Rowling's Cuckoo's Calling. Or Robert Galbraith, if you want to use her pseudonym. And somebody was like, well, that's awesome. J.K. Rowling's booby show is coming. Look out.
I have no idea what that is. I'll have to check it out.
Don't read the book. It's is so boring and stupid. Like, I love J.K. Rowling a lot because she's awesome, but this is an awful book.
There's authors that build a universe and it's fantastic and wonderful, and you're like, okay, I love this author, but what you really love is the universe, and you go read another one of their books and you're like, what is this shit?
It was
like,
just bad.
Yeah.
It was just bad. Like, it was just a mystery, but there was never any intensity. It was like you were literally following a detective around who was asking questions to people. It's like 500. It's like watching a Kevin Smith movie, but really boring topics.
Oh, that's sad. The girl on the train was fantastic. Like, it's built. Like, I really fought so hard looking toward the end of the book so I could figure out what was going on. I'm like, come on! Like, because every time you think you have it figured out, she introduces something else. You're like, son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! It was really good book.
I'll read it. If you want to let me borrow it, I will totally read it. I just don't know if I'll be. I'm a movie. I read books like I watch movies. I don't try to figure them out. I just enjoy the ride. So a lot of times those people that are like, you're going to love this. It's the best mystery ever. I'm like, that's awesome. And they're like, did you figure it out yet? I was like, I'm not really trying. I'm just kind of watching what people are doing, and it's fun. It's like,
well, it's not, I think I've told you this before, but it's really personality driven. So you're like in these people's heads and you're like, good God, like, they're really screwed up people, but at the same time, they're normal people. So, like, one of them's an alcoholic, one of them's a sexaholic, like, but it's, like, normal stuff that people deal with at certain times in their life. So,
yeah,
it was good.
Some people are sexaholics.
I mean, that's what college is for.
What is this Abco thing about? Let me read the story.
finish the cigarette butt.
The shocking allegations are the latest to emerge as part of an $85 million class action lawsuit against the Abco Group in the Federal Court of Australia. The Abco Group is one of the world's largest fundraising agencies and rattles the tin on behalf of some of Australia's best-known charities, including Surf Life Saving Australia and the Starlight Foundation. Isn't the Starlight Foundation isn't that the...
Vitamins!
That's the vitamins. That's the pyramid scheme that everybody's mom was into in 96.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's like... Well, no, because not in Australia, apparently. Yeah,
because everybody's mom did some Starlight Foundation.
My mom did.
Everybody's mom.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, I don't think my mom did much of it. I'd have to find out from her.
Avon and Starlight.
Yeah. Now it's Mary Kay. Mary Kay, isn't it Mary Kay?
There's so much bullcrap. Like, there's Jamberries and Mary Kay, and the Avon still exists. And I'm like, oh my God, just put it in a store and stop charging people money to sell your shit.
What about the love people that bring you the love items? And they're like, hey, let's have party with wieners rolling around.
I've been to one of those at one of my friend's house, and I'm just like, okay. Like, they set vibrators on a table and, like, rub you with glycerin, and I'm like,
you're like, I've played with all of these. I don't know like what this, I'm doing here.
And everything's like pink and black. I'm like, ooh, it's so sexy. If it's pink and black, it's pink means it's feminine. Black means it's racing. God, it's awful.
It's perfect. That's the best thing I've ever heard. Pink means it's feminine. Black means it's racy.
Even doing that. <That's
awesome>. So its workers, sometimes known as charity muggers or chuggers, claim they were overworked, grossly underpaid, and bullied. Lawyer Rory Markham told the ABC, the liquor store or the channel? Australian Broadcasting Company.
Yeah, they sued the chuggers with their alcohol.
That's awesome. More than 500 former workers have come forward since he filed the class action against the Abco Group last month. Mr. Markham said that some alleged that they were forced to cross-dress, take part in cockfights. Is that when you... Never mind. Like, I wanted to say, is that when you sword fight with your wiener? On God! Then they lick underpants if they did not meet their daily sales targets. Workers also allege they were forced to participate in obscene ritual involving cigarettes. But it was not just long hours and low pay that troubled Mr. Corbett. On road trips, he said he witnessed disturbing rituals designed to punish workers who did not meet their sales targets. The first road trip was my very first week working there. That was quite a scary experience simply from the behavior that happened there, Mr. Corbett said. As it turned out, the punishment for not hitting their target was to shove a cigarette up your bottom, pull it out, and then smoke it.
Okay, Steven?
Hold on, I got a good one.
That is what you call a glory hole.
Gold diarrhea.
There's a pregnant pause. You're looking for words.
No, I have a question. So, your first week on a job, you don't get paid shit, because apparently they make like $50 a week, which is like, crap. You can make that at McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
And then you see someone making someone else shove a cigarette up their butt and then smoke it? What would a legitimate human being with human being thoughts say to that?
I would say, I'm really sorry that you guys are let down one employee, because I'm walking out.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say, I'd be like, yo, fucker.
I'd be like, I think I'm going to go. Like,
I think I'm going to go work at McDonald's and not shove cigarettes up my ass. Okay, peace.
Some people don't realize that there is a way out. There are people that feel like when they take a job or they're in a place that they don't want to be because of some circumstance, that they can't just go. Like,
even if they're shoving cigarettes up your butt and making you lick Tommy's underwear?
Just go. Like, don't stay at places that mistreat you. Just go. Find there. I promise you, there is something else you can do. There's a lot of things in this world that are better than shoving a cigarette up your butt.
I mean, stripping.
Yeah. I mean, those people get lots of money.
Smoking cigarettes that weren't up your butt.
Yeah, you could probably smoke cigarettes for some scientific study. It'll be fine. Some people
making
don't know how to
say $50
no.
a week, well, and not being on a bus with Gary and his cigarette shoving.
Gary and his butt shoving.
Yeah.
So if you live in Australia, don't work at APCO. That's what we're basically saying, right?
Don't be a bad... Apparently these people were just awful. They would threaten people and yada yada into like... Because if they didn't, they were going to have to shove a cigarette up their ass.
Should... Here's an interesting question. Should APCO be allowed, in some respects, to ask anything they need to of their employees? And by need to, I'm using that very loosely, because they obviously don't need to make them put cigarettes up their butt. And should this lawsuit be a thing, or should the people who work there and have to deal with these butt shovers just leave and then watch the company collapse all by itself? Do the workers control whether the company succeeds?
Right.
Or...
Like, they make money.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, the workers make the money, but if the workers leave because they're butt shoving, which is what we're going to call this from now
on.
Butt
shoving.
Because they're shoving butts, then the company collapses. Do you need a lawsuit? Or do you just say, well, I'm not putting a cigarette up my butt, I'm just going to go, and all my friends are coming with me, so we're done.
Yeah...
Right? I don't know. It's because sometimes you think, like, the social effect of them doing a thing means they're repulsive and means people either won't buy the products or won't work at the company. But then people do anyway, and then it's like, well, what do you do?
I don't know. I just feel like... Well, because, I mean, when I worked for those people that I worked for, they were awful and horrible, but, I mean, they weren't making me shove things up my ass.
Yeah, so, and you left because you're just like, eh, these people are terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. Ain't nobody know.
McFly needs a cock ring.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I have my medicine in that slipped out.
And that pink and blue vibrator thing that you go to, they call C-rings.
Yeah, they don't have that. They have, like, flavored lube and some vibrators. They don't go, like... Like, now that's just dirty and nasty and ungodly, and we don't have that Pleasure Vibes R Us.
Pleasure Vibes R Us.
Feathers on it and make it pink and black, then, honey, you don't need that in your life. I mean, you got to say a bad word in the title of the item. We can't sell that.
No.
WTF?
WTF.
WTF.
Apparently, Var found a 55-gallon drum of lube on Amazon. Good find, Var.
That's for
maybe we'll send that to Leo to help him get better.
No, that's what you have at those basement parties at college, where it's like lube fight, and they fill up a kiddie pool. Yeah, that's what that's for. That's not for like you just dip your thing in there and go to town.
Now, gentlemen, I need you to form a long and orderly line with your penis facing forward. If your pants aren't down by the time you get to the dip tube, then I am going to make you go to the back of the line.
This is terrible.
A dip tub.
We've gone straight into the gutter.
Yeah. And one California city have elected a dead man to office. Whoops. Maybe we should check out our officials. Official figures show that Oceanside City Treasurer Gary Ernst was reelected, even though he died in September. Whoops. Ernst earned 17659. What is that, Steven?
17,659 votes.
And beat challenger Nadine Scott by about 6 percentage points. There wasn't time to remove his name from the ballot after he died from diabetes complications. I'm terribly sorry for laughing at that, but yep. It says diabetes. Since he can't take office, the city council can declare the seat vacant and decide to appoint someone to fill out the term or call a special election. Since he can't take office, a decision can be made by next month. Scott, the Nadine Scott chick that lost, said that she'd love to be appointed to the post to honor the more than 15,000 people who voted for her.
That would probably be the appropriate thing to do.
I would think that if someone dies in September and then the ballots go up, I don't know, couldn't you fix that shit?
Or at least put a sign up at the polling station that says, hey, by the way, this dude is dead, so do what you will with that information.
Yeah, I'm about to click on something, and fantastic product. This product is just what I was looking for. Instead of using a small bottle, I can just dunk my entire wife into the barrel before we climb in bed.
Oh my gosh, that is a huge. It's $1,336.
Oh my god, there are ladies in it. There are ladies in the bear. This is not, you know what this is? This isn't a freaking lubricant. This is a serial killer barrel. Like, this is how they sell it.
Wow. Any chance of getting this on Amazon subscription?
Somebody asked that question. $1,336.19. Oh, it's got free shipping. What? What in the, why? Like, you would have to be breeding horses to get that shit.
This is the best review I've ever read. It's almost too effective. As UPS discreetly unloaded my 55-gallon drum, the driver accidentally spilled it into my driveway. Any amount of cars can now fit into the garage.
Oh, my dear God. Steven, customers who viewed this item also viewed another 55-gallon drum of Clear Guide lubricant, the Divorced Handbook, your basic guide to divorce, and an infant circumcision trainer in white.
I'm officially bothered and disturbed and uncomfortable. Plastic sheet for body wrap? What does that even mean?
Because you're a serial killer if you're buying a drum that can hide a hooker in it.
What is this? You're going to die if you wrap your body in this thing.
I am so confused by everything.
I don't understand
anymore. Did you know that there is an infant circumcision trainer? Makes the perfect Christmas gift for that hard-to-shop-for creepy uncle circum-fetishist. The only drawback is that it doesn't scream, but you could easily remedy that by hooking it up to an MP3 player.
Who are these people?
fun for the whole family. Forget Operation. This game represents the next evolution in surgical family fun.
I'm now completely bothered and uncomfortable with everything. That's not, I mean, you need those things for, like, doctors who are going to be performing acts. But not for, like, Joe down the street. That's kind of gross.
There's, like, mannequins that are all dismembered. I did not know that there was a creepy side to Amazon, but this 55-gallon drum of lube has led me to the creepy side of Amazon. I need to watch My Little Ponies now.
Yeah, I feel like I need to go cleanse my palate with something.
I need to go bathe in a 55-gallon drum of lube.
This is terrible. Well, the good news is that the show is over, and we can move on with our lives and not think back at anything that we just saw.
That's
the good news. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us at this new time, Thursday nights at, let's just call it 8:30. If Sam's not in bed by 8:30, then disaster has struck.
Yes.
So we're going to call it 8:30. Thursday nights, 8:30.
I'll have makeup on next week.
we'll feel better next week. Actually, I'm also going to hook you up with this camera or this microphone here, so you can have like a good microphone at your place if you want it.
I was there 5 minutes ago when I forgot to get it because I'm an idiot.
Well, I had it and I thought about it, and then I was trying to figure out how you were going to hook it up, and I just didn't want to give Jacob all that extra tech responsibility.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I would have been like, "Here's the thing: have Jacob put it together for you."
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, well, there's uranium ore on Amazon.
Oh, good. It's, you know, you need that.
I don't understand what's going on with my life right now.
Amazon sells everything. Oh, other good news. While Ashley continues to dive down this hole of despair, Tuesday nights, I'm doing The Adventures of Steven. And yay! We have done 2 full streams of Full Throttle. We're going to do part 3 of the Full Throttle stream this Tuesday, and hopefully I won't spend half the stream trying to figure out the darn motorcycle puzzle.
I heard you were running over people and beating them with tire irons.
It was so obnoxious. I actually texted or tweeted Tim Schaefer, and I was like, dude, the mine road puzzle was, though the puzzle is fine, the controls and the timing suck. And he said, yeah, I found that too when I replayed it recently. This is the designer of the game.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and so he said, we're going to fix it in the remastered version. And I'm like, thank you. You nice! Are awesome. So, yeah, so me and Tim Schaefer are basically BFFs at this point.
I love that you met somebody that made the game. Hey, do you remember Pizza Pockets?
Dude, I love some Pizza Pockets. If Stephanie would allow me to eat them, it would be great.
I would, Uranium. This is not a woman from the Ukraine. Very disappointed, but I can only blame myself. Please read the description while sober.
So McFly did ask me how I figured it out. I finally just walked through it because I couldn't stand it anymore. And that I feel dirty for doing that.
Well, if it was glitchy on their end, then that's a completely respectable reason for a walkthrough.
Yeah, the timing was sucky, and you can only wreck so many times where you're just like, okay, I can't handle this anymore.
Hey, do you remember the Batman game with the Batmobile, and the entire game's the Batmobile, and the controls suck a big, fatty, wobbly wiener,
like you probably
find on Amazon? Was it like that?
So, no, this was worse, but I still sort of, yeah, because I couldn't play that Batman game. I had to put it down.
It was awful.
Arkham Revenge or Arkham Up Your Butt or Arkham Batman Breaks People's Noses or something. And I couldn't...
Arkham in a car!
It wasn't the Batmobile that made that impossible to play for me. It was that Batman was a hate-mongering demon from hell. And I just couldn't play that Batman. Like, Batman, yes. Justice, vengeance, I am the knight, whatever. But Batman that's like swearing at them and crushing their larynx with his big fat boot.
Shooting them and killing people with the giant pew 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 guns on his car from Hades.
Yeah, not my Batman. Not my hashtag not my Batman.
Can we start that?
Hashtag not my Batman.
Not my bats.
Oh yeah, but I couldn't do that. I'm not into cruel Batman. I'm into just Batman.
Well, because Batman is justice, right? Like if you see Lady Liberty, she's, like, all blind and shit, and Batman's, like, flipping her off going, justice my ass.
Yeah, I'm all about crushing some fools. Like, I love Batman punching and kicking and swinging and flying and whatnot, but I don't like him just being awful. You know, he doesn't straight up beat the crap out of people to the point where they're in the hospital dying. He incapacitates them and hands them to the police.
Yeah, he hangs them upside down until they pass out because all the blood's gone to their head and they don't have an inversion table. Steven, get an inversion table.
No, never getting an inversion table. But so good news, everyone. Tune in Tuesday nights for me playing some Full Throttle this upcoming Tuesday for The Adventures of Steven. And this show on Thursday nights at 8. And I think at some point we've got to get together for a party night on a Saturday.
Yes, once a month at least.
Yeah, and I've got two extra nights in my week. And one of those nights I would love to play some Diablo with McFly there. And I can stream from this side. So
I can play WoW.
We can do what we're doing right now, and we'll just play some. We'll play some Diablo. It'd be fun. We'll have a good time.
Would be fun. Frankie Tanky, hi. Do you think the incoming first lady is going to be a good role model for women in America? No.
Have we been? We walked down this already. I don't want to walk down it again. I don't really care.
I was just quickly and succinctly answering Frankie Tanky's question.
She can't. You know what? I don't think she's. I'm not worried about her. She's fine. She just wants to stop cyberbullying, which is what her husband did for the past 18 months. And you can totally be allowed to be like, I want to put a stop to cyberbullying. And by the way,
if she makes some headway, fantastic.
I hope everybody gets what they have asked for. That's what I hope. In my heart of hearts,
we love you, dude.
No, you know what? I want everything to work out for the best. And if everything works the way it's supposed to in this government system that we have, then the things that should work will, and the things that shouldn't work will be shut down. That's what I'm thinking.
Did you see what Var wrote?
I don't just Var. I love you, man.
That was perfect. We're leaving now. It's 7 o'clock.
Send your questions, comments, feedback, and hate mail to hnhshow@gmail.com. You can call us, leave us a voicemail on Skype at hnhlive. We'd love to play your stuff on the show. So feel free to do that. Download our show wherever finer podcasts are provided for you. We're in several places. Follow us on Twitter. And somebody, Eric, is hosting us. Yay, thanks, Eric. We're leaving.
He does that every time.
We're leaving. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Steve H&H, and Ashley is Fate Kills, PHATE Kills. And that's it for the show. And as always, sorry, I got stuck. Jay Var Hall has posted the Discord. We have a Discord server. You should join it. It would be awesome. And that's it. Words of wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, from Kurt Vonnegut. I tell you, we are here on Earth to fart around, and don't let anybody tell you different. Perfect. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.